This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part five of the last message from the series in Hebrews called Jesus Is. This is a message from Hebrews 13, 7 and 8 that talks about Jesus being the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's what we've talked about all this week. We conclude with the final words today, and then next week on Cross Hope, we begin a six-week series from an Old Testament book called Jonah. I have to admit to you, I've never preached from that book before until recently. I want you to hear a six-week series from the book of Jonah. The series is called When God Pursues. When God Pursues. Let's conclude the message today from Hebrews 13, 7 and 8. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchangeable. God bless you as you listen. 1998, some of you will remember this. In 1998, not in every post office, but some of the U.S. post offices around the country, I'm sure there was at least one or two in Dayton that did this, they had a reverse clock in the lobby of the post office. People told me they remember this. It's been a while. A reverse clock that said, here's how many months are left, here's how many weeks are left, hours, minutes, seconds, until January 1, 2000, the beginning Y2K. And so as you would stand in the lobby in line for 2 hours, as often the case, that's a joke, by the way, as you would stand in line, you would see the time lapse in front of you. And it was very intriguing to me to see time lapsing away. And here's what I thought of one time going through there. What would happen if you had a clock on your wall at home, in your bedroom, with your name on it? Said, here's how much time he's got left. Years, months, weeks, days, seconds, however it would be configured. Had your name on it, and so every day you'd get up and you'd say, okay, that's how much time I have left. May I ask you a personal question? Would you treat your spouse any differently if you had that clock in your house? Would you treat your children any differently? Would you treat your parents any differently? Would you relate to people at work any differently? Would you relate to this book called the Bible in a different way if you knew how much time you had left to the second? I want to suggest to you that we don't know the time. There was a sign over a house in London, England, years ago that said you would weep if you thought you had a year to live. You would weep if you thought you had a year to live, and yet you laugh not knowing that you have even tomorrow. Listen to that again. You would weep if you thought you had a year to live, but you laugh as if you're not even knowing if you have tomorrow. We don't know how much time is left. What we need to do is plug in and connect with the one who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His name is Jesus. I really believe that life boils down to the temporary and the eternal. It's all about one or the other. Everything in my life and your life is either temporary or it's eternal. And most men obsess over the temporary. Most women obsess over the temporary. And you know that's true. You've seen it in your own life. I've seen it in mine. And today the focus is this, to focus on the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not the system. It's not politics. It's not the economy. It's not science. The one who's the same yesterday, today, and forever is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Don't ever forget it. Let's pray together. Father, as we remember those who guided and impacted our lives, we remember fathers today as people who spoke the word of God to us by the way they lived and the way they conducted their lives. I pray a blessing on every dad that's here today so that someday his children will be able to say, our Father spoke the word of God to us by the way he conducted his life. He spoke the word. It was obvious what he believed and the one he believed in, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.